Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. Nowadays, these past days, with Allah's grace, with Allah's karam and mercy, we are passing through an azim, great ibadah, a great form of worship. With Allah's special blessings and grace and mercies, we are attaining this ibadah. In other words, fasting. Fasting. Prayer, salah, zakat, hajj, fasting, these are all faraid, compulsory deeds that Allah Ta'ala has ordered us to implement. And every deed has its unique form and fragrance and method and emotion and condition and effects. And the purpose of doing ibadat is one. The purpose of worshipping or carrying out these deeds is so that we can, as human beings, servants, reach to Allah, attain His ma'rifah and attain His nearness. The conclusion or the objective of worshipping, of all these deeds, is this. There are different ways, different tastes, different methods, but all of these acts of worship take us, or should take us, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now fasting has a special quality. Fasting takes us to the path, that path that connects to Allah, that path that makes a person establish a connection with Allah, where a person attains Allah's love and attains Allah's pleasure. For that path, fasting gives us a reminder for that path. A reminder for that path. Because we forget, or sometimes we stumble or fall down, and the fast, it reminds the person of his path, of his way. That look, you want to get to Allah, or you should get to Allah. You want to please your Lord, you want to please your Creator. And every Muslim in the world has this desire. Every sister, every brother, every woman, every man, the most sinful of people who has iman, has a desire that somehow his love for Allah increases. And it's not necessarily that a person sins or a person is astray and off the path, that we look at that person and start laughing at that person. We're going to the masjid and he's going somewhere else and we snigger at that person. No. How it may be that in his heart he may love Allah more than me, than you. We don't know this. We have no knowledge. So we shouldn't prejudge. So this is the situation, that in the heart of every believer there is a desire. Definitely there is a desire in the heart of every believer that I want to have more love for Allah, and I want Allah to love me more. I want to draw nearer to my Lord, to my Creator. I've seen people, we've seen people, who commit sins, dhahiri, externally maybe. They've left the path, they're off track. They don't obey Allah's orders. And when you sit down with them and speak to them with love and tenderness and softness, then the tears come to their eyes. The tears come to their eyes. They say, Hazrat, do dua. Brother, do dua. What is it? What's the quarrel? What's the tussle? What's the fight? Who has chained them? Who has forced them off track? That poor soul is crying but can't practice. What is the punishment on that person? What's the issue? We realize that there's the desire in the heart of that person, but what's the reason that they don't physically implement the deen? Fasting, Ramadan brings these barakat, these blessings in Ramadan, in the fast, in the physical fast. Allah Ta'ala has instilled a special quality and power and effect, and this barakah comes from Allah. These blessings come from Allah. So the biggest barakah of the fast in Ramadan is that it reminds us of the path. It takes us back to the path. It brings us back on track. Or it reminds us where the track is. One is the person who has the desire. He is reminded. The person who wants to get Allah. There's the second level. Those who are stepping or moving towards the path. Yeah, the people who are trying to follow the path correctly, they've tried to make effort and they're trying to follow the methods, the path of the deen to get close to Allah. Because everyone's got the desire. As I said, number one, group one is those who just have the desire. Physically, they don't do nothing. Group two are those who have the desire and they try to practice the method of Islam to get close to Allah. To try to get close to Allah. So that's group two. And these are the Sufia. The people who are making an attempt. Sufi is not some weird name or some cult or something. Sufi is a person who's trying. Who's trying. So it's for us to understand this. Don't just think that we've got up this morning, we had the sahri, and we had the water, and we will break fast with the dates, and we read some Quran in the day, and we did some dhikr, and we went to Taraweeh as well. But this is not the essence of the fast. The essence of the fast that Allah Ta'ala has put into the fast, that is the reminder to get close to Allah. There's a verse of the Quran that we read regularly. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. Allah Ta'ala says that the restriction, the barrier, the obstacle between the servant and his Lord, the biggest veil are the desires, the base desires of man. The nafs is the thing that doesn't let man meet his Lord. The base desires, the carnal desires, are those things that don't let the servant meet his Lord. So fasting, it reminds us and allows us to get back in, make the connection with our Lord. That look, something's going to take you back to Allah. Some worship deed, nothing will like this will take you to Allah. You can do as much ibadah as you want. You can do as many worship acts as you want. They may not take you to Allah. But for a few moments, if you suppress your desires, if you control your desires and try to do according to the preference and desire of Allah, then see how quickly you get close to Allah. See how quickly you get close to Allah. What your maqam will become. It's the same man. The same physical person. When he enters into the fast, it's the same man as before. But when the desires are suppressed, squeezed, imprisoned, and the person reacts to the desire of Allah, then that maqam of that person goes high, shoots high suddenly. So high that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this man, leave him for a second, within this man, in his stomach, the stench, the smell coming from his stomach out in his breath is more beautiful to me than the beautiful smell of musk. Why? What has he done? He's just suppressed his desires for some time. Just for some days. For hours, from morning till now, we are hungry. These are those people I'm talking about, not who stop eating and drinking. Fasting doesn't mean stop eating and drinking and we've suppressed our desires. This isn't the meaning of suppressing the desires. Allah Ta'ala says, that's not what I've made you fast for. That I'm not eating Allah for 18 hours and I'm not drinking for so many hours. I'm not eating the fruits and the foods that I like. So Allah, I'm controlling my desires. This is not controlling the desires. This hadith, the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that the person who fasts is that person whose ears, eyes, tongue, hands, all the organs and limbs and parts of the body, they are stopping that person from going to sin. They're stopping the sins, refraining from sin. The person who doesn't do this, he's changed his eating time. He's getting up earlier. He's staying up in the night. He's not eating. He's not drinking. Allah says, I don't need this. I don't need this. Why should I give you bodily pain? I stop you eating, stop you drinking. What link do I have with this? Allah says, this is not what I want from the fast. Allah says, look at yourself in the mirror. You are now into Ramadan. You already have passed some days in Ramadan. And we say that we are in this blessed month of Ramadan. Allah said, think. What are you doing in this month? Sawm, you are fasting. Ghaddam, and you're saying to yourself, you're trying to please, oh Allah, I'm ready. From top to bottom, every hair of mine, every particle of mine, Allah, will now be in accordance with your desire. Allah, for your pleasure, I will move. And if a person comes into the fast with this condition and emotion, then he is fulfilling the fast. What has he done? He's made a precondition. All his desires, bad desires, sins, attractions, not eating and drinking. Put this to the side. Every desire he had, negative desires of the eyes for sin, the desires of the hands to sin, the ears, they want to sin, the ears drag a person, his eyesight take him to sin. and the orders that Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam have given to us. High ahkams, big forms of worship. For example, imitating, following, practicing the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When a person does it on this basis and fast, he says, Allah, no part of my body will be away from the obedience to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It will not disobey the hukams of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, nor will my eyes disobey from the order of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, nor will my face, nor will my tongue, nor will my nose, nor will my... These are hadith, I'm telling you, brothers. I'm not going into the depths. Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrates a hadith. This is the meaning of the hadith I'm mentioning to you. So when we say Allah, وَبِسَوْمِ غَدٍ نَوَيْتُ شَهْرِ رَمَضَانٍ, nothing, my hands, feet, eyes, ears, body, everything will move to your and to you, our Allah and Rasulullah's preference. You won't see me doing anything bad. And then I start fasting and I practice on this. Here, 10 hours, 6 hours, 12 hours, whatever hours. When the person is then free from the fast, then Allah Ta'ala says after iftar, Allah says, you, my servant, have become so beloved to me in these 12 hours that the smell coming from your stomach, the smell from your breath is more beloved to me than the musk, sweet-smelling musk. That's why insan takes hold of this lifestyle. There are two paths in front of us. Either we follow our desires, we will become the servants of our desires. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّهَا. Allah Ta'ala says that the sahah, this person is destroying himself. Allah says, I gave you a brain, I gave you a mind, I gave you the capacity to do good, I gave you the qualities to do good. And this individual, he could have reached to his Lord so well, in such a good way. Allah said, I should never have been far from him. Hazrat Salman rahmatullah alayhi, one of the pious predecessors, and this is the demonstration of the maqam, the status of every woman and man. But we're wretched in society today. We are like dogs, our nafs, our desires. Hazrat Salman rahmatullah alayhi was a very capable and great wali. One night he was doing ibadah, worshipping Allah, and while he was worshipping, and it was a severe time, severe day and age. No heaters in the cold climate. These are the old days I'm talking about. No power, no energy. I can't remember which year this was. It's mentioned in the kitabs. That's why I'm mentioning this to you. So it was severely cold, extreme cold climate at that time. And the walis of Allah, what do they have? They don't have any desires. They don't have anything to wrap themselves up with or to have the luxury or comfort. So I remember once, Hazrat, people used to come very... Great fakirs would come from the mountainsides, from the wilderness, from the villages, from the countrysides. People with big maqams in the morning maraqbah. They would come, they would sit after fajr in dhikr until ishraq. I saw those buzurgs and elders and pious people with my own eyes, quiet, silent. Alhamdulillah, if you looked at their clothes, it was severely cold in that area, next to where my sheikh used to be. And they used to come with torn blankets, torn sheets, torn kurtas, sit down, do dhikr of Allah, that noor, light on their faces. They're not mad people, because they attained so much. They had attained so much. They weren't worried about cold or luxury or nice clothes. They had torn blankets, sheets. They used to raise their hands and do dua to Allah, and their hands would maybe be shaking. It's due to the cold. And their hands were shaking, and when they took out one hand, he took one hand out to do dua. Subhanallah. Because it was so cold. And the cool would come. If only the next hand would come out. In one hand I give you so many treasures. If you put the other hand, how many treasures you would have attained. This is the link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The link. We think, we sleep, we just hear the dogs barking. Barking, barking. We get up, we've had this dream, that dream. Jinn's running after me. Oh, there was a ghost in my dream. Shaitan was running after me. Etc. Is there any jinn master here who can help me? Brothers, is this the life of the human being? Is this how close we are, close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spiritually? That one human being, in 10 hours what a person can become due to fasting. 10 hours of fasting. This way he can reach close to Allah. Allah ta'ala says that the thawab of the fast, that's separate. I will give that myself. Let's put that to the side. Allah ta'ala says, I will give myself the reward for the fast. What is the action the person's done? What's he done? And this is not that we stay hungry in the morning, 3 parathas, sehri, 4 evening time, 4 rotis. One brother, he said, you know, after fasting, I have about 2 plates of biryani, 3 plates of biryani, 4 plates, 2 plates. pasta, after that I eat, then after that I have lassi, 3-4 glasses, and after Taraweeh, person gets tired, then I go home, and I have some refreshments, after that I lie down, then suddenly I see, it's Fajr time, quickly get up, Sehri time's finishing, then I have 2-3 parathas. Subhanallah, must good digestion this brother's got. MashaAllah, I don't know what exercise he does, he digests the food good. But this is our situation. This is what we think is the fast. Then all day long, doesn't know about his eyes, his tongues, his hands, his body, his limbs. Doesn't know what sins he's going towards. What does he know about sin, about the fast? But the person who fasts, you think this is it? Dasturkhwan, iftar, dreaming, sleeping, food, drink, iftari preparation, sehri preparation. One day, Hazrat Durai, rahmatullahi, I was speaking about him, wasn't I? Yes. So he would sometimes just sprinkle salt onto the dry bread and have a little bit of food. That's it. And in that salt, once, there came like a stone, you know? There was some contamination in the salt. That came into the salt. And so when he had the chapati, he had that taste of that, like this, the rock or the stone. He said, what's coming to the salt? Allah Ta'ala gave him punishment that for one year he could not get the taste of his ibadah after that. This is the ta'alluq billah, the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That just for a second he made that remark with regards to what was in the food. Allah Ta'ala says, I'm closer to you than your jugular vein. MashaAllah, you are Sufi brothers. Listen carefully how we attain the path to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm telling myself, I'm an old man, I'm useless, I'm a person who follows the nafs. But this is the path. This is the path. And the sheikh who I had a link with, alhamdulillah, I saw it practically, the path, practically. That there was not any deed, one deed, was, forget the faraid. Faraid was there. But a person, if he suppresses his desires with the fard actions, then what more ibadah do we need? Oh, please tell me more lessons. Please tell me more tasbihs to do. Can I do some more nafil actions? And the person's not satisfied that these 5 compulsory wazifas Allah Ta'ala has given. Is there a bigger wazifa than this in life? Aqimu salah wa atu zakah. What is this? Yes? Wa aqimu salata wa atu zakat. Allah Ta'ala speaks about the faraid, the compulsory actions, salah, fasting, zakah, and the other deeds that we do. That what has Allah Ta'ala not given to us? Allah Ta'ala says, pray salah, give zakah, and subhanallah, another point is coming to my mind. What is the meaning of this? This is the order of Allah. Allah Ta'ala's rope, hold on fast. So hold firmly to the rope of Allah. What is the rope of Allah? Allah Ta'ala is speaking about His ahkams. Allah says, hold on to my rope. Grab onto it, because you will get the link when you grab onto the rope of Allah. Why are you fasting? Why are you praying? So what is this rope that Allah Ta'ala is speaking about? Hold on to the rope of Allah. This is that rope through whom the Quran came, through whom we recognize Allah, through whom we realize that there is a creator. I'm not saying this. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu has told this, the commentary. This is the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is the rope of Allah. He is the rope of Allah. He is the one who connected us to Allah. Otherwise, what is the rope of Allah? If I throw the rope to you, and I hold on to one side, and you hold on to the other side, then we're holding on to the rope. So is there anyone else who could take us to Allah apart from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He is the one who threw the rope to us. So we could grab it. Quran, we read it, but who gave the Quran? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Who told us about fasting? Allah ordered it, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam demonstrated it. What did we know before that, how to fast? What did we know that, what is Quran? How did we know that about how to fast? What to do, what not to do? How did we know how to prostrate? Should we prostrate to the walls, to the bricks, to the stones, to the stars, to the sun? To the sun, that if we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we say La, and then we run to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we learn this from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we don't believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then how will we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Always is the person astray, off track, off the path, who doesn't believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All the prophets came, they gave the same message. This image. And when people didn't believe in them, rejected them, then who did they believe in? Nothing. But if they believed in the Nabi, then they believed in Allah. So the Nabi is the means to Allah. So Allah Ta'ala says, and hold on to the rope of Allah. Grab on firmly to the rope of Allah. And that's why Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the person who doesn't follow my sunnah, I have no link with that person. I have no link with that person. Is there any link? He can do what he wants, say what he wants. He can have the Quran under his armpits and walk around all day long and say he's a Muslim, he's a believer. But the masjids, Quran, everything, Ramadan, Hajj, Zakah, how do they get full of the nur, the light and the spirit of deen? Through imitation of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is Quran. Allah says, وَقِيمُ السَّلَىٰ وَعَتُ الزَّكَىٰ. Pray, give zakah. Hold on to the rope of Allah, then you will know who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, you want to leave my Nabi and you're trying to find me? Allah says that you are trying to practice my orders without Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam methodology, then it's impossible. But then you will realize, فَنِعْمَ الْمَوْلَى وَنِعْمَ النَّصِيرُ. After this, you will not need anyone else to help you, to assist you, or to take you to the bar. Directly Allah ta'ala says, I will give to you directly. But if you do this first. So beautiful statement of the Quran. So we have desires. We have desires, our standing, sitting, walking, talking, appearance, form. Is it in accordance to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his way, his method? One little particle, contamination, came into that food. And this was the consequence. فَنِعْمَ الْمَوْلَى وَنِعْمَ النَّصِيرُ. Subhanallah, Allah's shan, Allah's power, Allah's glory. Can there be anyone greater than Allah who is a helper? A wakil, bring a barrister. Bring a solicitor. If we have a case, get this barrister, get this QC, get this lawyer. He's the best. He will win the case. Allah says, bring what you want on the day of judgment. The biggest wakil, the greatest wakil will be the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that a person who doesn't follow, فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي. But if you follow, then when the angels will ask you the question in the grave, oh women and men, sisters and brothers, listen. Oh sisters, females, young men, women, sisters, listen carefully. Rasulullah said, if you don't follow my way, I won't recognize you in the grave. You won't be able to answer. You won't recognize me. The angels will ask you, who is this man? And you won't be able to answer. On the day of Hashr, you won't be able to see me. And I won't do your shifa. I won't intercede for you. I won't go with you to assist you. فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي. Not just in the world. Rasulullah said, I will cut off the ties with you in this world and hereafter. When? When you cut the ties with my sunnah in the world. And what do we have to do to follow the sunnah? قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. You have to suppress the desires. You have to control the desires. Oh, do I look good like this? Do I look good like this? We ask each other, I look beautiful like this? Do I not look beautiful like this? I walk like this? I talk like this? What's this all about? The desires of the nafs. The desires of the nafs. If I look like this, will people like me? Rugged 5 and then 10 and then 10 to 20? What's all this? The desires. Do we get Allah from these things? One particle contamination, the wali of Allah, and he made that remark. And the ibadat was affected. Allah Ta'ala, and today we're speaking about Hazrat Salman Darai Rahmatullah Alayhi. The point came to my mind. Great wali of Allah. What would he have been? What was he? Subhanallah, I swear by Allah, with the fast I say this, that subhanallah, I keep remembering Hazrat Khanka, my Shaykh Khanka, and those darvesh, those walis who used to come to my Shaykh Khanka. The noor on their faces, who used to break their desires and come to the dhikr gatherings. Subhanallah. Hazrat Khanka, I remember the scene. Within a few days, a man, I saw him. He raised his one hand. And Hazrat Sheikh said to him, our Sheikh, he made the whole Khanka amazed, shocked. Within days, that person, in the whole gathering, he used to come. And the Rajwesh was sitting there. And he raised his hands and said that this person, he's gone beyond the levels. I've given him Khilafat. And he will teach dhikr to all of the people. People's jaws dropped and they said, what's the reason? قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّهَا. Allah and Hazrat said that he has crushed his desires. His nafs is not with him. On every maqam, elevation and promotion is due to suppressing the desires. Not totally eliminating them, wiping them away. No. What is sunnah? Sunnah doesn't say kill off the desires. Sunnah says bring your desires to my tariqah. To my way. Allah Ta'ala's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that what does my sunnah way teach? It conditions us to make our life in accordance to the way of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and then it will be adheem. Not that we go in opposition to the sunnah. Your body, your appearance, your eating. Sunnah doesn't mean totally eliminate the desires. No. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّهَا. It doesn't say totally eliminate the desires. It means control the desires. This is what sunnah means. So when a person gets to this maqam, then we will realize what is the fast. We will realize what is the reward, what is the message that's been given. If for 30 days we do this mujahida and pray the Eid Salah, and we have not learned nothing from the fast, no sin has gone, no change within, no change externally, internally. Everything's the same, we just didn't eat and drink. Allah Ta'ala said to me to fast and I didn't eat or drink for 30 days and I controlled myself. Then we are still the same. We still have the animal instincts and the lifestyle after fasting, after Ramadan passes. Allah, during fasting month, I controlled my eating and my drinking and I was on a diet and I was hungry. No. This is not the attaining of the rewards of the fasting. Brothers, ni'mal mawla wa ni'mal nasir. Brothers, if we want to attain Allah, I speak to myself. Time is very, very short. Very short. Remember this. Don't waste the time. If we make this Ramadan correct, and the biggest barakah of fasting is what? The biggest barakah of fasting, Allah Ta'ala is teaching us the maqsad, the objective, that Allah, through this fast, wants us to be saved from the fire of hell. So the barakah of this fast, now we understand. The message of fasting is the barakah of the fast of the whole month, is the person who tries, who makes effort, then Allah will fulfill the gap. You understand? So make a list. Make a list. That those sins and deeds that are taking me to hellfire, I have to write on the list, Allah, this I'm lacking, this is a sin I do, this is a sin, I do these bad actions, I do these bad deeds. And I write them all down on a list. Then after every salah, I promise to Allah, Allah, this list, I want to leave these sins and these bad actions and bad habits, and I want to be steadfast on this. Then alhamdulillah, after 30 days, you leave those deeds and sins and depart from Ramadan, then you've fulfilled and you've attained Ramadan. You fulfilled the objective of Ramadan. This is what we should be doing. Who is there, subhanAllah, who doesn't have sins in his life? So we should say, Allah, I want to leave this sin, X, Y, Z, A, B, C. So the person leaves the sins in Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala makes it easy for him, then the rest of the year, Allah Ta'ala protects that person. This is the promise of Allah, with the barakat. With the barakah, this is not barakah, is it? The fast, you don't eat, drink, and you leave Ramadan the same as you came into before. So the person leaves the sins, then when he comes out of Ramadan the other end at eat time, then he stays the same until the next Ramadan. And people say that, oh, I can see the moon of Ramadan, the crescent of Ramadan. People say, when did the moon disappear from the previous Ramadan? Even the taste is still continuing from the previous Ramadan. These are the words of the pious predecessors. Sometimes when a person stands for Taraweeh, it's like, is this the last year's Taraweeh still continuing? Is this the same Quran I'm hearing? The same door, Qari sahab's there, same Qari, the same jug of water, same glasses, same saf, same masjid. Wallahi, a person forgets that as that routine of the previous Ramadan, is it carrying on? Is this the new Ramadan that I'm in? Subhanallah, Allah Ta'ala says the right thing. Alhamdulillah, that when did the crescent of Ramadan disappear? It's the same moon. Your Eid is that, O Muslim, that Allah Ta'ala says, I've accepted you, O believer, I've accepted you. So we should be waiting for that. How many Ramadans have passed and we're still waiting for that message? But this is the same Ramadan I will do Eid, that day that Allah calls out and announces, oh my servant, I've accepted you. Isn't this right? That's when we should celebrate Eid. So do we make the list, all of us? Will you make the list, O Sufi? Brothers, mashallah, make the list. These are the desires of my sins, my desires. This is sin number one, sin number two, sin number three. When you admit these, write them on the list and promise to Allah, Allah, during Ramadan, my ears and eyes and nose and throat and head and brain and feet and hands, these do all these bad deeds and actions. Allah will make the list, and I promise Allah, I want to leave these sins. I want to shun them. I want to become modest and shy and a good person. Fatir as-samawati wal ard. Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says, grab hold, hold on firmly to my rope. Do you understand what is the rope of Allah? What is the rope that I mentioned? Someone says the rope of Allah is the Quran. Someone says it's this action. Yes, these are good deeds. But go back. Where did the Quran come from? Who brought the Quran? Who taught us how to fast? Where did all these deeds come from? He is the rope of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He came and he defined the deen of Allah. He is the rope of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So will we practice the sunnah of Rasulullah, inshallah? Yes. Appearance, form, lifestyle, character. When you depart, when you leave from Ramadan, just like the clothes come out of the washing machine, when cycle number 3 finishes after 60 minutes, you put the washing powder in, the fragrance in, conditioner in, how do the clothes come out? Nice, clean, fresh, fragrant, nice smelling, white.
Your white clothes come out white. So when we come out of the washing machine at the end of Ramadan, when you come out and the program finishes, then your nur, it should emanate and reach to the heavens, and the angels should be saying, wow, subhanallah, who is this person from the UK, Bolton, who's come out of Ramadan? Come on, let's start dhikr, recite the Durood Sharif.